Welcome back, my friends. Chris Langham here again for Ecclesiastes 11. Have you ever felt stuck, unable to make a decision or choose a direction because you just don't know how things will work out? Solomon has been sharing his quest to find what is worthwhile in life. And here in chapter 11, he comes to the realization that sometimes you just don't know what will happen, but you gotta do something. So what do you choose? Let's dig in at verse 1. Ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. In biblical times, sending cargo out to sea for trade was a risky venture. Who knows what storms await at sea? Solomon says, go for it anyway. You gotta try, and though it may take time, returns will come back. In verse 2, invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. The wisdom here is to diversify. This one has hit home with me recently. Sometimes I get so caught up in wanting everything to succeed that I paralyze my decision making. Sometimes you just got to take your wins and take your losses and keep moving forward. Failure is part of life, and frankly, it's an essential part. We all need that humbling, and we'll handle the success so much better after the humbling. So invest yourself in several ventures. Some will fail, some will succeed. Good advice here when you're applying for a job and when you're sharing the gospel. Keep at it, and it will work. 3 times, Solomon repeats the phrase, "You do not know." That's part of life under the sun. God doesn't tell you everything. You don't get guaranteed results, but you have to move forward. So you do your best and you trust God with all the uncertainties. That doesn't mean you'll succeed. It just means he's got you covered, come success or failure. Verse 4, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. The picture here is waiting for the perfect conditions, watching the wind until it's just right before you plant, staring at the clouds, concerned about rain when you should be out reaping the harvest. Sometimes you just gotta go for it. Verse 5, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Lesson 1, you are not God. And there's that phrase again. You do not know the path of the wind, the formation of a baby, or the work of God. You don't know. You don't have all the answers. You don't get the whole plan. It's part of life, and we all have to work with it. And that's where trust comes in. But what do you do? Verse 6. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening, let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. That's it. Plant seeds. Plant more than enough. Plant in the morning, plant in the evening. You don't know which will bear fruit, but some of them will, or maybe all will. So act. Go for it. Do something. Not foolish ventures. He's not saying buy more lottery tickets or bet against the odds. Planting seeds means wise investment of your time, skills, money, whatever. My work is ministry. I plant the seed of God's word, and I have had my fair share of failures. It is foolish to imagine that just because I work for God, everything will succeed on my terms. But it is right to trust God and believe that he will work all things for good, and that in due season we will reap a harvest if we do not lose heart. So I keep at it, and if any of them succeed, it's all worth it. Next, Solomon sets in on the conclusion of the book, and it's as if he looks outside at a beautiful sunny day, and he reflects on life. Beginning in verse 7, light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. I love sunshine. I love blue skies and puffy white clouds. What a gift from God. Free for all of us. Solomon says, enjoy it. However many years you may live, basically means you don't know how long you have, but you have today, so enjoy it. Enjoy this day and this year. Again, enjoy doesn't mean go party. Enjoy work. Enjoy family. Enjoy life as it is. Back in verse 8, but let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Enjoy your sunny days, but remember the dark ones. God uses those too, and there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Again, the better translation here is fleeting, like a breath. Everything ahead of you in life will pass by. Those sunny days with puffy white clouds will give way to darker days, but they also have a purpose and beauty in their time. Then in verse 9, Solomon addresses the youth. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. It's been said that youth is wasted on the young. I think rather that the young waste their youth wishing they were older, and the older generation doesn't help when we glorify our younger days with unrealistic memories of teenage life or idealistic teen movies about lives that no one really lives. Better to enjoy the age you are and life as it really is. There is beauty in every season of life. I remember when my son was 5, and he came in from the park with his buddy. As they were deciding what to do next, I overheard one of them exclaim, "I love to play." You go, kid. Enjoy it. Now today, he's off to college. Time to love studying and enjoy some hard work. So if you're young, be young. Not irresponsible, not sowing wild oats, or sacrificing your future at the altar of today. That's foolish. Live wisely today and make the most of this season of life. And don't forget to enjoy it. Back in verse 9, follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Now, careful here. He says, follow your heart, but he balances that with a reminder of God's judgment. If your heart leads you into sin, you'll be judged for it. And here again, we need the rest of the Bible to help us. Jeremiah tells us that the heart is deceitful and wicked, but Jeremiah also tells us that God offers us a new heart. So take that offer before you follow your heart, and store up your treasures in heaven so that your heart will lead you in the right direction. Galatians offers the best insight here. The real key is knowing what is leading your heart, the flesh or the spirit. The flesh follows after sin. Greed, envy, pride, lust. If your flesh is leading your heart, don't follow. But the Holy Spirit will lead you heavenward. And the fruit is love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. When the Spirit controls your heart, follow wholeheartedly. Check out our Galatians 5 and Romans 8 guides for more insight there. Back in Ecclesiastes, verse 10. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Again, fleeting is the better word. The vigor and energy of youth don't last forever. So stop wasting time with worry and use that energy for something good. In my culture, we inflict so much anxiety on teenagers about school, sports, fashion, college, SATs, popularity. The list never stops. Sorry, kids. We should teach you responsibility and maturity. Life runs better with those. But unending stress does not help. We should also teach you balance and help you enjoy life as it is. Solomon has more advice for youth in chapter 12. But for now, read Ecclesiastes 11. Plant your seeds. Do your work. Enjoy your day. And trust God with tomorrow.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.